Welcome to Tidurigawa Bookmakers at tidurigawabookmakers.podbean.com. How are you doing? Thanks for dropping by. Well, I haven't made one of these in a while, and that's because I was going to say busy, but actually I guess I was just lazy.
And first things first, I made some money making some folders for a group. I made 20 folders, I made some money, and I gave 10% to Kiva, Kiva, K-I-V-A.org, a microlender. I loan money to a farmer in El Salvador who hopefully will buy some seeds and fertilizer and pay his workers and make a profit and return the money. I didn't spend much, but he probably needed it more than I did. And I've made about 8 or 9 books. I've sewed them. I put on them all. I have not made covers for them. I have about 9 now, and I'm making a 10th. You can see one, my schedule book for 2015-2016 over at teidodigawabookmakers.podbean.com. There's a couple of pictures and a little bit about that. But now I'm going to get back into the swing of things, and probably this weekend or next weekend, I'm going to be making a lot of covers. My goal is to put pictures on the covers, sort of like a real book. And that's getting book cloth through the printer, which may or may not work. It worked once or twice before. I'm going to try to do it a lot better in the future. And hopefully sell more books so I can send more money to Kiva, microlender, K-I-V-A.org. Thanks for listening.
Let's get into the drama. There's nothing quite as satisfying as finishing a project, getting it all boxed up and shipped out, and having the customer gush about how good it was and how happy they are they got it. Yes, there's nothing better than that. Teidurigawa Bookmakers, how can you be helped?
Yeah, about 6 months ago, I sent you a manuscript that I wanted you to bind, and you bound it up, and everything was really good. It was a really good cover, and it's a really good binding. I really liked it, but there is just one slight change I would like to make, and I was wondering if it'd be too much of a trouble for you to make it.
Well, that depends on the change. Would you like to change the cover or the color or anything?
No, it's nothing about the cover or the binding. That's all wonderful. There's just one little thing I'd like to change.
And what is that little thing?
Well, let me say that when you made the cover, everything was fine. Everything was perfect. You got my name spelled exactly the way I spelled it when I sent it to you. Everything looks the font, the size, the color, everything's wonderful.
But
I made a little mistake.
And?
Well, I spelled my name wrong. I wonder if you can go back and change it and make a new cover.
Well, that won't be too much of a problem. Why don't you send me your new spelling, your correct spelling, and I'll put on a new cover. Of course, it's going to cost a little bit, but it's not going to cost as much as what you just did.
That's another thing. I really don't have all that much money. I was wondering if you could just, like, scrape it off the cover I've got now and write it in, okay, like, make it look really professional.
That's still going to cost some money, you know. It's time-consuming, and if you want the colors to be matching and everything, it's going to be kind of difficult. It's possible, but it's going to cost money.
Yeah, well, I guess I'll just have to legally change my name to what it says on the book, because I really don't have any money.
You know, changing your name costs money. Hello? Hello? Yeah, there's nothing more satisfying than a satisfied customer.